Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm Brother Robbins, and this is Open Forum, a Bible study program where you can call in and get Bible answers to all your Bible questions. This program is broadcast every Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30. We invite you to tune in and call in with your questions or comments. The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. That's 1-347-850-8256. This program is sponsored by the Church of Christ in Darren Luke, where Brother Louis Parker IV is a local minister, in cooperation with the Church of Christ in Brewster, Texas, where I serve as a local minister. We have a panel of guests on our online here. We have Brother Brown located as our moderator. We got Louis Parker IV from Darren Luke. We got Brother William from Warden, as well as Brother Johnson from Warden, and Brother Louis Parker Jr. on the line with us on our panel. We invite you to tune in and call in with your questions or comments. And our motto is, the dumbest question in the world is the one that's never asked. So we invite you to tune in and call in with your comments. We're going to pause this time for prayer. We'll have Brother Parker with our prayer for us. Brother Parker.
Amen. Father God, we come humbly bowed before that throne of grace. Thank you, kind Father, for another wonderful day that you've given unto us. Not that we've been so good, but your grace and your mercy through Jesus has made this day possible. And we just thank you, Father, for having been members of the body of Christ. Lord, help us, Lord, to keep walking in the footsteps of Jesus. And those that are listening, help them to obey the gospel if they're already in Christ. And those that are not is to get baptized and have the sins washed away and begin to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Be with us and bless us on tonight. It's our prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. This is Open Forum, and we invite you to tune in, call your questions or comments. This evening, we want to ask a question that we dealt with on last time, and we want you to please call in and talk with us. If you have an opposing idea or something you want to share with us, or you desiring prayers, or what problems you may be having, you desire prayer and you want to discuss with us some things you have some trouble in your life, you want to pray for you, we'll do that. If there are certain challenges you face, we're willing to pray with you and pray for you. Just give us a call and we'll discuss those things on the air. But tonight, we're asking about God's eternal purpose for all mankind. Now, God has a plan for all of our lives. We know that individually. But as far as our soul salvation, God got one plan for everybody. I want everybody to get that. As far as man's redemption, his soul salvation, God has one plan for everybody.
Amen.
God don't have multiple plans. People like that, when it comes to man's, I'm not talking about our personal blessings. I'm talking about God's plan for the redemption of man, for all mankind. God has one plan for everybody. In other words, one size fits all. God got one plan for everybody. Now, anybody tell you something different, they are not telling you the truth. Because God, as far as man's soul salvation is concerned, he has one plan for everybody. Jesus, our Lord, said, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Absolutely nothing. Lose your soul, you have lost it all. So God has one plan. I want someone to call. And we discuss this one plan God has for all mankind, unless you have some kind of opposing idea. But God has one plan for all men. The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-50-8256. Brother Parker.
Yeah, and we know that there's just one plan for us. And how does Jesus want us to walk in this life? We need to know the walking, the spiritual walking and physical is involved. But if we walk spiritually, then we will achieve that which God has promised us. Not only a heavenly life, but one of the finest earthly lives you could ever live.
Mm-hmm.
People always say it's money you can make. The money, 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 money. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. When you fall in love with money, you're going to hell, show no. If you fall into the love of Christ, if you obey the gospel and follow in the footsteps of Christ, you will live the most wonderful life you could ever live on earth. You may not have a whole lot of money and all this, but you'll live the best life you could live on this earth. Because God knows what you can do when you follow in His footsteps. He knows what you can handle. You know, a lot of people say, well, I wish I had some money, I wish I had some money. I've seen people get a lot of money and just throw it away. In a month or so, broke as they want to be, and back out on the street somewhere. They got to have that learning from Jesus to do it, and God's gonna give you exactly what you can handle. The most wonderful life you can live on planet Earth is in Christ Jesus. You may not be a Donald Trump, but you could be more full of blessing than Donald Trump could ever touch in his life. We got to understand that living for Christ, obeying the gospel, is the calling here on earth that's going to take us on the way to heaven. If we stay in Christ, walk in the footsteps of Jesus, do the right thing, we'll get the most blessed life on earth and the most wonderful life anybody could ever have in heaven. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Is that Brother Williams or Johnson?
It's Brother Williams.
Yes, sir. Brother Robin, go ahead on then. Let Brother Robin come back on.
Your Brother William, go ahead.
Yes. In the Bible, in the book of 1 Peter, the Bible says in verse number 22, since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Holy Spirit, in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Our responsibility and our opportunity is that we live according to the word of God, that we follow the written word of God, because God intended for all of us to be saved one way. As Brother Robin so ably put it, God has only one plan for the spiritual salvation of every man. Jesus Christ is that some plan that God has made for all mankind. He is the Savior of the world. So, we everybody likes to talk about Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ loved me. I know God loved me. Jesus died for my sins, and so forth and so on. But what we have to recognize is that we're going to have to obey. We have to obey the truth through the Holy Spirit or through the Spirit. That is, we have to listen to the Spirit, the word that the Spirit has given and has written through the apostles, and we have to obey the truth, which is the word of God. Obedience is involved when it comes to man's soul salvation. Many people are claiming to have favor with God, yet they're not obeying God. And you can't be saved without obedience to Christ or obedience to God. See, our souls have to be purified, according to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22. Your soul can only be purified when God has removed all of the sin out of your life. Before that, your soul is defiled. Your soul is dead. Your soul is unsaved in the presence of God. But when God comes in, through the blood of Jesus Christ, He cleanses us from sin when we obey Him. Ladies and gentlemen, Radio Land, those of you on the internet listening to this program, you're going to have to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ in order to be saved from your sins. That's the plan of God. God's plan is to save every man from his sin. God is not slack. He's not forgetful. He's not weak. He's not lacking in his promise. God is not like men. God's promise is sure. It's not going to fail. He's not going to fail. God is patiently waiting, desiring all men to come to the knowledge of the truth, that they might obey it and that he might be able to save them from their sin and from eternal condemnation. We're just praying that everybody on this call will listen to what Jesus has said, what Jesus has done, and respond to the gospel. Four or five things that you must do in order to receive the favor of God. Everybody, first you got to hear about the gospel. If you don't hear the gospel, you don't know what it says, you don't receive the commandment, then you can't obey it. But hearing is necessary. And after you hear it, it's also necessary that you believe the gospel that you heard. You got to believe the true gospel. Now, there are some things that people are hearing in religion, and it's not the gospel. And they're believing it and obeying it, but they're not obeying the gospel. You have to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. You have to believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. You got to be willing to repent and actually make up your mind to change. You got to repent of your sins. You got to repent of everything that you know that is contrary to what is written in the Word of God. Then you have to confess faith in Christ. Some people say, well, I gave my Christian confession. You can't give a Christian confession if you're not a Christian. You have to become a Christian before you can confess Christ as a Christian. Before you become a Christian, you confess Christ as Lord and Savior, as the Son of the living God. Then you accept and submit to water baptism for the removal of your sins. And God, when he raises you from that watery grave, God has made you a new creature. You're like a newborn babe spiritually. You have all your sins washed away, removed out of your life, and you have an opportunity. You start all over again in Christ, in the Spirit, with the favor of God. God adds you to his spiritual family. You're born into the family of God, and you become a child of God through obedience in faith to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So this plan that God has is for every man, every people, every nation. It was prophesied in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. It was prophesied in Daniel chapter 2, verse 41 through 46. It was also spoken of in Micah chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. God intended for all nations to have access to eternal life through Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. Back to you, Brother Robbins.
Thank you, Brother Williams. The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. Here's something that people get. Is there any call on the line, Brother Brown? Are there any callers there? Are there any callers on the line? Okay. In the Old Testament, which is for our learning, won't be able to get that. The Old Testament for our learning. I know that today people always say they want to just praise God. I want to praise God. And all they think about is jumping and shouting and acting a fool and putting all kind of monkey shine. And they call themselves praising God. Got praise dance teams and all these other things. And I want to show you an example in the Old Testament about the same kind of idea. God had told King Saul to go down and utterly destroy the Amalekites.
Mm-hmm.
But here what happened. Over here in 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, the Bible says in verse 20, and Saul said to Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of, of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the sheep, spoiled sheep, and all oxen, the chief of the things which they have given, being utterly destroyed, to get this now, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice." I'm telling you the very same thing. To obey is better. Praising God is one thing, but even then, if you do it the way God said it, that's obeying God. Yes, God want to be praised, but He tell us how to praise Him.
Amen.
He didn't praise Him. He didn't praise Him any way you choose to, any way you do, anything that comes to your mind. No, He tell us how to praise Him. In Hebrews 13:15, the Bible tells us, "Let us therefore offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips." Giving thanks to His name. What is the fruit of our lips? The fruit of our lips is our voice. That's why we are told sing. We are not told to play or beat or blow or jump or dance. We're not told that. The Lord tells us how He wants to be praised. It's done by singing. We are told to sing. Now, He didn't tell you how well to sing, because not everybody can sing well. He just said sing. So whether you can sing well or not, He just said sing. See?
Amen.
God never told a Christian to play anything to praise Him. He never told you to play anything or beat on anything or blow anything. He never told Christians that. He told us simply to sing. That's how we praise God.
Man.
I know there are folks out there who use all kind of mechanical instruments of music in worship, and it is wrong. It's going against the Holy Scripture. We are told to sing.
Yes,
see, that's how you obey God. When coming down to praising God, you praise God the way God instructs us how to praise Him. He told us to sing. That's why we're supposed to sing. Not play, beat, blow, jam, dance, all this sort of thing. We are only told to sing. That's how we praise God today, according to the Holy Scripture. Not according to Brother Robbins, not according to Brother Robbins or Brother Parker or Brother Williams or Brother Johnson or Brother Brown. No, it's according to the Holy Scriptures. We are told to sing. We're not told to play. But see, and another thing, we are not told to develop church choirs to entertain ourselves. God is the audience. God is the one who to be praised. He's the one. We can't be getting into the involvement thing to entertain ourselves or have shows to gain awards for that kind of thing. No, God is the one who does this. And people need to understand that you must be taught the truth. Too many people have gone along with the error for so long, they accept that as truth. But we need to go back to the Bible. The number to call is 1-347-850-56. 1-347-850-8256. Brother Parker.
Yes, and in addition to that, listen, why are churches, these so-called churches out here, turning into Sunday morning nightclubs? You see, a lot of people that go in these worldly churches, see, the clubs close at 2 o'clock. They may not even go home. They may go to the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, come in and stay in there, and still getting high or drunk. You know, and when they come, notice why they got to have such a good show. The Bible commanded us, and be not drunk, Ephesians 5:18, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. That's why there's so many good times in the world of churches, and sometimes in the Church of Christ we want to boom bang and everything. It takes them back to Saturday night or any week of the night that they party and carry on. Church is not a nightclub. We must worship God in spirit and in truth. Get all that worldliness up out of there. Preach that doctrine. Preach
speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, not no worldly mess. We take sometimes a spiritual song and put a boom bang behind that, and now we've destroyed it. We better sing with our voices. I remember the child growing up in the church. That was some beautiful singing. We didn't even have, none of us hardly sung in the choir or things like that. But after church, Sunday evening, sometimes we'd stand up under the tree in front of the church and just sing. Hey, some beautiful singing. Pray and sing then. But now we got to have a good time up in the church. It's got to be set up like a Sunday morning nightclub, because a lot of them coming in church high. I went to a certain congregation, I'm not going to call no name, but a lot of those youngsters that were in there were high from Saturday night. Came in there feeling good. You know, it's getting bad. It's getting bad. And even a lot of these worldly churches, they could care less. All they want to do is to pass that plate and have certain one of their sisters standing up in there falling down, and the ushers have to catch them and pull them out and yelling and screaming and pass that plate by 5 or 6 times. And sometimes the preacher get at the back row with the plate in his hand picking up some old money. It's pathetic. And God never ordained that in his church. He told us how to give and how to give. And when we give like we should and live like we should, we prosper on this earth. You take these old worldly heathen preachers out here, they'll tell you to bring all that money and pass that plate 4 or 5 times and everything else. I didn't believe it. So one Sunday years back, I went and got into a church, sat in the back. I didn't wear a suit and tie. They sit back in the back. And that man passed that plate 4 times. Then he got him a plate, empty plate, and went to the back door and kissed all the women that he could and got that money. It's a dirty thing. It's about worshiping God in spirit and in truth. There's only one church in the Bible that has been instructed to worship him one way, 5 occasions of worship. Singing, preaching, teaching, giving, and praying. That's what it's about.
Yes.
Lord have mercy, but it's just getting to be a foolish thing right now. But Robinson, who's on next? Yes.
Yes, thank you, Brother Parker. Do we have any callers on the line, Brother Brown? Any callers there? We'd love for you to call and discuss these things on the air. We'd love for you to call. The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. Don't be bashful. We're not attempting to embarrass anyone or make someone feel little or belittle someone on their beliefs. We speak the truth in love. We love you. We love you. Want everybody to get that right or straight up. We love you. We speak the truth in love. We're not trying to embarrass or humiliate or anything like that.
If you have a question or comment, press the number one button at this time. I guess they're just listening.
Okay.
We want you to call to discuss these things, though. The program is designed for people to call in.
Amen.
And just listen. We want you to call. We have no idea of knowing how many listeners are out there. So we can all benefit from the program. People who may be a little squeamish about calling, please call us so everybody can benefit from it as far as the answer to the question. Because I've noticed some things. Every time there's an issue that comes up, the media always go to the wrong source. They always go to the Catholic priest and ask them a question concerning what comes up. You're going to the wrong source. If you go to the wrong source, you're going to get the wrong answer. Go to the right source. I remember reading the Methodist manual, the Methodist discipline book, and it says in the Methodist manual that whenever something come up that they're not clear about, they turn to the writings of John Wesley or the early Methodist preachers to dissolve the matter. Why don't they turn to the Bible to do it?
Amen.
Amen. The Bible. Amen. Yeah. Why depend on the word of wisdom? Turn to the Bible. See what the Bible says. And so we're saying the same thing. We will not give you our opinions or our personal feelings. We'll only give you what the Bible says. We are not at liberty to give our opinions or our personal feelings concerning anything. That's
Amen.
Why we speak what the Bible speaks. So when you're down the line, call us. Let's discuss these things so everybody gets a chance to hear what's out there and what the Bible says in opposition to that, because you'd be surprised the number of people out there who are unaware of what the Bible actually says. Although we have
Amen.
All the Bibles in this country, you'd be surprised the number of people who have Bibles who are unaware of what it actually says. So we want you to call us. The number is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. Brother Williams.
You know, God's plan for man, salvation, is written in the Word of God, the Holy Writ, the book that we refer to as the Bible. It's the Holy Writ. The Holy Ghost gave the word, and holy prophets wrote the word, so that today, though we didn't live when the Bible was first written and the revelation of God was delivered in writing to the church, we weren't living at the time. Today we have a copy of that writing that the holy men of God did, and so we have what we call the Bible, the basic instruction before leaving earth, the book of instruction before leaving earth. And so when we want to know what God's plan is for man's life, what God's plan is for his spiritual salvation, for his spiritual redemption, we must turn to the Word of God, which is the truth. Jesus, in praying his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, as recorded in John chapter 17 and verse 17, Jesus was praying. He said, sanctify or save them apart. Sanctify means to save apart, to set apart for a dedicated use. Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. We have to obey the truth. The truth is what separates us from our sins when we obey it. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1, and reading on down, the Apostle Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is writing the word of instruction from God to the church. The Bible says, therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. We are in the church, the children of God, because the church is God's family. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. This is the will of God for all of those who are saved by the blood of the Lamb. This is the will of God for the salvation of every man who comes to him through Jesus Christ and his blood sacrifice. We must do as Peter instructed those on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, and verse 38, repent of our sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the removal of our sins and receive the Holy Ghost in our life as a guide, as a comforter, as a seal, a guarantee of our redemption and salvation from God. It's important, ladies and gentlemen, that we are obedient to God's word. We can't stress that enough. As Brother Robbins mentioned before, it's better to obey than to sacrifice. Why? Obedience is the key. Jesus even commented on this when he spoke about those who were so-called worshipers and disciples. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 8 and 9, Jesus said, "They honor me with their lips, and they praise me with their mouth, but their heart of faith is far from me. Why? Well, in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." Some of the things that we've been talking about on this radio broadcast in times past and even tonight, they are things that people are doing in religion, and they are the commandments, the philosophy, and the doctrines that men have come forward with, and not the commandment of the Lord. Choirs, musical instruments used in religious worship, doctrines that teach people that baptism is not essential to salvation, philosophies that say that it don't matter what church you go to as long as your heart is right. Go to the church of your choice. All these churches, whether they are in agreement with one another or not, they all are churches of Christ. We all belong to Christ. And it doesn't matter where you go. Just find yourself a Bible-believing church and join yourself to it. All of these kinds of things are, first of all, men's philosophies, and they are not written in the Word of God. No one in the Bible has been instructed to do any of these things that I've just mentioned, yet people are being told to do these things in religion every day and every Sunday, and billions of people are following it. On this program, we encourage you to ask the questions about God's will for your life. We want to tell you the truth. We want you to know what the truth is, and we want you to obey the truth for your own soul salvation. You don't have to obey Brother Williams, Brother Parker, Brother Robbins. You don't have to do what we say. We only want you to do what God says. What we declare to you tonight is the Word of God. We're not trying to tell you what we think. We're trying to get you to understand what God's Word is teaching. And God's Word is written. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15. The Bible says, "And whosoever was not written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. This is the second death." What is God talking about there? God is talking about the day of reckoning that all of us must face. When God is going to judge our life, our religious faith, our doctrine, our obedience, and everything by His Word. As we've said before on this program, no one is going to be judged by the Constitution of the United States or the law of the land of any government, but we're going to be judged by the written Word of God. If what we are doing, if what we are named, what we name ourselves in religion is not written and approved of God in the Word of God, then we're going to be cast into hell. The church that's not written in the Bible is going to be cast into hell, and every person who is a member of that church that dies in that faith is going to be cast in hell with that church. There's only one church in the Bible. Brother Parker mentioned it earlier. It's the Church of Jesus Christ. That's the only church in your New Testament Bible that you can read about. All these other churches, they came from men. They were established hundreds, thousands of years after the New Testament was written to the New Testament church. That's why you can't find them in the Bible. But I caution you, ladies and gentlemen, those of you in radio land, those of you who are listening to this broadcast on the internet, I challenge you to look in your Bible and to follow what the Word of God says. Believe the truth and leave all of these man-made churches and institutions that claim to be Christ and are not. God bless you. Back to you, Brother Robbins.
Thank you, Brother Williams. The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. That's 1-347-850-8256. Here's another thought I had. Go ahead, Brother Brown.
Yes, sir. I just want to let you know we got Brother Johnson on the line also as well.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll just get to him next. Here's a prevailing thought that many people tend to miss. Everyone knows the story of Noah. I remember a few years back when NBC did a broadcast of the story of Noah, and they messed it up so badly that so many people called or complained about their program, and they never aired it again.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's John Voight as the actor playing Noah. And they had so many things that were so far from the Bible. They got so many phone calls to NBC. They stopped even showing that show because it was totally, totally wrong. They added certain things in and all that kind of thing. And people were so upset about that. But hear what Jesus, our Lord, said about Noah. If you go back and you study that, God told Noah to build, he commanded Noah to build that one ark of one kind of wood. Amen.
Yes.
Noah built one ark, and people were complaining because in TV show, they had Noah to survive the flood, and then there was some other folks out there with boats too. But the Bible doesn't teach that. Noah built one ark, ironically, of one kind of wood, gopher wood. Now, if God were commanded to just build the ark of wood and stop right there, that meant Noah could have used any kind of wood out there in the forest because that would have made the command inclusive, meaning including any kind of wood. But when God specified gopher wood, that made it exclusive because that excluded any other kind out there. I don't care if Noah had a pine forest in his backyard. God said gopher wood. Okay. Now, hear what Jesus our Lord said about that. In Matthew 24, and verse 37, hear what Jesus our Lord said about it. He says, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, that is very, very serious because they're doing the same thing now as they were in Noah's day, going about their everyday lives, ignoring Noah's preaching, and Noah preached for 120 years. But they went on their everyday lives as if what Noah said was falling on deaf ears, and Noah kept building and Noah kept preaching. But one day it started raining, and then it kept on raining. It kept on raining. You know? And although I laugh, it's not really a comical matter because the only place God had salvation at that time, the antediluvians of Noah's day, was in Noah's ark.
Amen.
Even though animals had that much sense to get in the ark, the animal had that much sense, and then it went in quarreling two by two. But the point of the matter is, what about the people? The people, for 120 years, ignored Noah's preaching.
Yes.
But when that door was, and you know, I watched a TV show called Jeopardy, and these people are so smart on all those the different topics. But one time there was a Bible category, and the question was, who closed the door to Noah's Ark? And you know, as smart as those people were with all the other topics, every one of them missed it.
Yep.
All them smart people missed that one question. Who closed the door? So one of them said Noah closed it. One of them said Noah's wife closed it. One of them even said one of the animals closed it. The Bible says, and the Lord shut him in. God closed the door to Noah.
Amen.
God closed that door. Because no doubt, Noah being a man, hear his neighbors yelling and screaming, he probably got a softened heart to open it up. Once that door was shut, that was it. That's the same thing the Lord is saying right here.
Amen.
They were going about their everyday lives, eating, drinking, and marriage, giving in marriage, until the day Noah went in that ark. Once that door was shut, that was it. So what the door of the church right now is still open right now. It's open by preaching the gospel. One day, you're going to be closed.
Yes.
If you ain't in then, it's going to be too late. It's just like those, those 10 virgins in the 25th chapter of Matthew. They were all virgins. But one day, the door was shut. And they came and said,
yeah.
Lord, Lord, open to us. He says, I know you're not because you weren't ready when the time came. See, by the blood running through your veins right now, you got a chance to get in the ark right now, the ark of Christ, the church of Christ.
Yes.
You got a chance right now. But one of these days, it's going to be over for you. Because we're all
yes.
going to be all fresh. We are all
Amen.
Going to be all fresh, all of us. Man, right now, everybody having health problems, and your hair don't grow as long, and you don't run as fast, and you can't jump as high, and you can't do what you normally you always do. We are all getting closer and closer toward the grave.
Amen.
So your house, get your life in order. The best life you can have is a life in Christ Jesus. I mean, to be in Christ means to be in his body, and his body in the church. And you can't get in
Amen.
There without obeying the gospel of Christ. The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. Brother Parker.
Yes, you remind me of a conversation with a young man maybe a week ago or so ago, and why is it that people get so upset with you and say things? I've heard those statements over the years. Why y'all think y'all are the only church in the Bible? And he was in some other kind of church that just didn't make no sense. And you know something? That's a good question. Why do we talk about the church that we're in? If any of your brother want to speak on that, speak on it now, because that's what they say. Hey, y'all just think y'all the only thing. Have you picked up your book lately? One book. The most sold book throughout the whole world. The number one, the top book. But the less word or the less that people look in it to identify themselves in it and find out what must they do in order to be saved. But Robin, anybody got something to say on that?
Yes, I got something to say about that, Brother Parker.
Yes,
here's the key to that whole thing. Now, let's see what the Bible says here, because I don't think you'll find anybody who will disagree with this. The Bible says in the third chapter of the Gospel of John, it says, there was a man, verse 1, John, the third chapter and verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night. Now, you know, I can't find anybody in this whole world who disagrees that Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. If you would ask them all, they'll all say the same thing. If you would ask them, why do you believe that Nicodemus came to Jesus by night? And they'll say, because the Bible says so.
Amen.
Yeah, and it does. The
yes.
Bible don't say why. Men go into conjecture worry about the why. But
yes.
everybody agrees that Nicodemus came to Jesus our Lord by night because
yes.
the Bible says so. So why are we talking about the church the way we do? Because the Bible says so.
Amen.
That's why
Amen.
We talk about the church the way we do, because the Bible says so. It's
yes.
not about my personal feelings. We think of the one true church because the Bible speaks of the one true church.
Amen.
We call it the Church of Christ because the Bible calls the Church of Christ. That's why.
Amen.
Now, if you got something else, call us. Let's discuss this, because we want to discuss this live so everybody have access to it, all those out there listening. And no matter how far these radio waves go or the Internet, let us all benefit from it. Don't be shit-selfish or shy or bashful. Let us all benefit from
Amen.
It. If you have an opposing idea, if you have something you want to share with us, bring it on. Let's discuss these things openly. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18, God says through Isaiah, he says, come now, let us reason together. Let's deal with it. Because the Bible has answered. I promise you, I will not give you my opinion. I will give you what the Bible says. I am not at liberty to give my opinion. I'll only give you what the Bible says. The number to call
yes.
is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. 8256. Brother William.
Thank you, Brother Robbins. Listen, I'd like to defer to Brother Johnson to comment on the very question that you mentioned. Why is it that we talk about the Church of Christ all the time? There are people who are upset about it. All y'all talk about the Church of Christ. You say that the Church of Christ is the only church that's going to heaven. We want to know, why do we say that? I mean, people act like that's an idea that we came up with. Brother Johnson, can you shed some light on that? Why is it that we teach that the Church of Christ is the only one that's going to heaven?
Well, we say that. We don't say that the Church of Christ is the only one going to heaven. We know a fact that it's the only one going to heaven because that's the one that God recognized. All the other churches, God do not recognize them. Let me show you an example. In Acts, the 11th chapter, beginning at verse 26, the Bible said they were called, when the church assembled together, they were all called Christians at Antioch. He didn't say nothing about a Baptist or a Methodist or a Catholic. He said they were called Christians, capital C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. They were called Christians. Agrippa, in Acts 26 and 28, he said, thou almost persuaded me to become a Christian. He said nothing about a Baptist, Methodist, Jehovah's Witness, Seventh-day Adventist, Presbyterian. He said nothing about that. And 1 Peter 4 and verse 16, he said, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him glorify God on his behalf.
Amen.
He didn't say nothing about suffer as a Catholic, Jehovah Witness, Seventh-day Adventist, Presbyterian. He said, but suffer as a Christian. We got a lot of folk don't know what a Christian is. A Christian is a follower of Christ. We got a whole lot of religious folk, but we don't have no whole lot of saved folk.
Amen, man.
See, the Apostle Paul was religious, according to Galatians chapter 1, beginning at verse 11 through 14. He was religious, but he wasn't saved. Huh?
Yeah, that's right.
The Apostle Paul said he was chief of sinners, 1 Timothy 1 and 15. But
Amen.
We got folks today saying that it don't make a difference in what church you belong to. As one of the brethren said, long as your heart right. They don't even know what the heart is. See, they thinking of a blood pumper, and God talking about the heart is in your head. He's like a spiritual man. The man that we can't see with our own eyes. But God can see because God already knows what we thinking, what we planning, what we going to do. But what we think, while we fail at, tell them just what the Bible says. And no more and no less. That's all you got to do is tell a man what God has already said. All we doing as preachers of the gospel, repeating what's already written in the Word of God.
Amen.
We ain't adding nothing,
Amen.
And we ain't taking nothing away. God said it, that settles it. We don't have
Amen.
No right to put our opinion there and our philosophy and our theology when God has already said what he meant and meant what he said. We got men today don't want to hear the Word of God. We got some of our own brethren don't want to stick with the Scripture. But
yes.
John said in 2 John chapter 1, the only chapter, 2 John chapter 1, verse 9, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God.
Man.
But he that abided in the doctrine of Christ as both the Father and the Son. Huh? That's the problem.
Yes.
A lot of us got the Word of God in our house, but we don't have the truth of the Word of God because we don't listen to what God said. Peter told those 3,000 people, those people on the day of Pentecost, what to do, how to be saved from what God had said. And yet we said the same thing that Peter said, Paul said, and they said we're wrong. They said we're lying. We're not telling the truth. But how do we not tell the truth if we preaching the same thing that the apostle said? If
yes.
Brother Robinson preached Jesus, what do I supposed to preach? I'm supposed to preach
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
And if Brother Parker preached Jesus, I'm supposed to preach Jesus. I ain't going to be preaching something else, or I come
Amen.
Along and I preach another doctrine. Well, God
Amen.
Is pleased with that. We
Amen.
As brothers in Christ must preach the same message, the same
yes.
doctrine, the same book come from the same God. God
Amen.
Didn't write no separate books. All the Bible that I have read, and I got a plenty of them right in my house right now, say the same thing. I've been
yes,
in church I've been in church over 40 years. I haven't found no error in the Bible. And men today say, well, I can't see that. No, you know why he can't see? Because he's still blind. He's still in his sin. He can't see nothing that he hasn't opened his eyes to. On the day of Pentecost, those folks' eyes were open. Why were their
yes.
eyes open? Because they obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. Their eyes were closed because they had sinned. They killed the Messiah, and Peter told them what they had did. Let me show you another example.
Man.
I got your attention. Here's a man that was chief of sinner, and God didn't tell him what to do to be saved. We got some people in the world talking about, well, God told him, no, God didn't tell him what to do to be saved. God started preaching to that man and told him how to be saved. And Acts 22 and verse 16, he said, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sin, calling on the name of the Lord. How did
yeah.
he call on the name of the Lord? He obeyed the gospel. That was
That's
a gospel
it.
Call, not a verbatim call. We got near driver, well, that was a verbatim. No, that was a gospel call. Paul
Amen.
Had to obey the gospel to be saved. He had to go in water just like the eunuch had to go in water. When Philip came to the eunuch, what did he tell him? What he had to do? He preached unto him Jesus. He didn't
yes.
preach Baptist.
Amen.
He didn't preach Catholic. He didn't preach Jehovah's Witness. He preached Christ. And when
Amen.
He preached Christ, what happened? He obeyed. He went, him and the eunuch went, both went down into the water. And what happened? Philip baptized the eunuch.
Baptized him.
And he went on his
yes.
way, rejoicing. He wasn't rejoicing before then. He was rejoicing after then. Why?
Amen.
Because he had obeyed God's will. We have to obey what God tells us to do. Regardless
That's
of
right.
who don't like it, if family don't like it, too bad for them. I ain't going to miss nobody. If I get my foot in the door of heaven, I ain't going to look back and say, well, if Brother Robin don't make it, I can't help him. If anybody don't make it, I can't help you. I'm trying to get my foot in the door. You better try to get your foot in the door if you want to go to heaven. You're going to have to do it the way Jesus said it. No question in about it. We either do it or we don't. There's no middle ground with God. Either we obey
Amen.
The gospel or we walk away from it and go to hell.
Yeah.
You see, people don't want to hear
yeah.
that word hell, Brother Robert. They want no. you to say Hades or they just lost. No, they're going to hell. The Bible says in Job 26:6, he said right there, hell has no covering.
Amen.
It's open. The invitation is open for any man that want to go. You don't want to go to heaven? Don't do what God say. You want to go to heaven? Obey God's will and be saved. Let the Lord add you to the church. Acts 2:41 and 2:47. Man can't add you to nothing. We still got these so-called lame preachers. Well, join the church of your choice. It ain't a scripture in the Bible. In the New Testament, to join the church of your choice.
Amen.
Joel Osteen got it bad. Well, find your Bible-based church. There ain't no scripture for that.
No.
God told you what to do. You read his word, you study his word, and you follow his plan, and you go on about your business. You preach the word.
Amen.
That's all we got to do. God said, go preach. Preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. God said
Amen.
That. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. He said those words, not man. But we got folks today don't want to do it the way God said do it. We got some of our brethren trying to get away from it. Well,
yeah,
man, it looks like we ain't getting nowhere. You know, we've been preaching this gospel, and folks ain't responding. Well, look at Noah, preached 100-some years, and nobody got a start. Family and the animal. But guess what? They were saved, and the world and his generation were lost. They were lost like going to hell. We got folks today. Get into the church, stay in the church. Stay with the church of Christ. That's the only church in the book. And I'll stand against any man, any philosopher, and I'll debate any man to tell me the church of Christ isn't in the Bible. And it's the only church we can be saved in. I stand for the right. I stand with you brothers right here on this radio station. You stay with the book, I'll stay with you.
Amen.
You get away from the book, I got to walk away from you. I can't handle it. I can't handle error. I can't handle false doctrine. I know what false doctrine is. All these old so-called lame preachers all prettied up and still ain't teaching the word of God. The Bible is right. It ain't going nowhere. You know what? Men go to the grave and the Bible's still here.
Amen.
We got the word of God. Brother, you got the truth. Preach the truth. So,
amen.
Brother Robin, preach the truth in Worcester. Brother Parker the third, and Brother Parker the fourth, preach while y'all at. Me and Leroy, we're going to preach here in Wharton. We're going to preach the gospel. I guarantee we're going to preach it here. I do all the gospel from him. I ain't got time for that foolishness. My soul is at stake. Your soul is at stake, Brother Robert, Brother William, Brother Parker, Brother Parker the fourth, Brother Brown. Our soul is at stake if we preach any other doctrine than what Christ told us not to preach. We got to preach what's in that book. That's the bottom line to it. Ain't no ifs and ands about it. Ain't no Baptist in the Bible, Baptist churches, Catholic churches, Methodist churches. Jehovah's Witness churches, Seventh-day Adventist. I have tried to find it. I'm like Brother Robert. I have read the book, searched the book, and I can't find it. If they're in there, show me. Don't talk to me about it. Show me the scripture, and then I'll accept it. But if you can't show me, then don't talk about it. I'll turn it back to you, Brother Parker.
Yes, sir, Brother Robert. No, Brother Robert. No, what I'm saying
is, go ahead. If you can't read it, then don't believe it.
Amen.
Go to the Bible and see what it actually says. That's all we're saying. Since everybody have a Bible, let's just go to the Bible and see what it says. That is a simple request. Let's just go to the book and see what it says. It kind of reminds you of that song called 110 Soldier, where the people of the valley and people of the hill was fighting for this buried treasure. And after all the fighting was done, all the blood was shed, they found the treasure, opened it up, and all it said was peace on earth. You know?
Exactly.
And people did all this fighting in a religion. There's only the one Bible. But yet, folks, go back to the Bible. The very first case of murder in the Bible was when arguing about religion. One brother got jealous because God accepted his brother offering and not his. And he got jealous about it. But one brother did what God said and the other brother did not. That's all it was. But we're just saying, let's go to the Bible and see what it says. I know our time is about up, but we this program is designed for the phone call. We want you to call us and discuss these things live, so everybody can benefit from it. All those out there on the huge radio waves, there's no way of knowing how many people actually hear this, but we want some feedback so everybody can benefit from it. Please call us next Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30. The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. We got about a minute to go, Brother Parker. Will you call us out for us?
Let us all bow in prayer to God. Father God, we come once again humbly bow before that throne of grace. Thank you for another wonderful day that you've given unto us. And we realize as Christians, as a human being, there have been hundreds of thousands of people died today across this world. But you got us here now, Father. And we thank you so much for this broadcast that we have. We hope, trust, and pray that we're going to touch souls. But not only that, strengthen us to keep preaching the doctrine of Christ in a critical first generation in which America is beginning to be right now, especially when our supreme authority ordained that it is righteous for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman. Be with us, Lord. Bless us. Help us keep teaching the doctrine of Christ. We thank you so very much, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all
Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good night, brethren.
Good night.
What the name is?